Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, July 2nd, 2024, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Springbird celebrates significant growth and expands reach across the U.S. Springbird, a leading provider of heavy-duty transit solutions, celebrates remarkable growth and expansion over the past 6 months, delivering transit buses to key locations across the U.S., including Texas, Chicago, New York, and California. Springbird now boasts over 100 heavy-duty transit buses with fleet likeness. This uniformity enhances maintenance efficiency and operational smoothness. CEO Elliot Carson highlights the company's commitment to quality, reliability, and innovation. Springbird is now the second largest supplier of certified pre-owned heavy-duty transit vehicles in North America, offering comprehensive rehabilitation services and advanced technology solutions. With a rich history dating back to 1943, Springbird continues to uphold a legacy of excellence and customer satisfaction in the transit industry, looking forward to expanding reach and delivering exceptional value to customers. Aberdeen Limited explores potential partnership with Ryanair for strategic bond allocation. Aberdeen Limited, a prominent fixed-rate bond brokerage firm, is considering a strategic partnership with Ryanair, Europe's leading low-cost airline. This collaboration aims to enhance Ryanair's bond allocation strategies by leveraging Aberdeen Limited's global network and market expertise. The potential partnership underscores Aberdeen Limited's commitment to delivering tailored financial solutions. Ryanair's CFO expressed optimism about the collaboration, highlighting the value of Aberdeen Limited's expertise in bond markets. If realized, this partnership could significantly strengthen Ryanair's financial foundation and support its long-term objectives. Both companies are dedicated to exploring this opportunity further to achieve optimal financial outcomes.
Aberdeen Limited explores potential partnership with Ryanair for strategic bond allocation. Aberdeen Limited, a leading fixed-rate bond brokerage firm, is exploring a potential partnership with Ryanair, Europe's foremost low-cost airline. This collaboration aims to enhance Ryanair's bond allocation strategies, supporting the airline's expansion and financial goals. Aberdeen Limited, known for its market expertise, plans to assist Ryanair in engaging with investors globally. Ryanair's CFO expressed optimism, stating that working with Aberdeen Limited could significantly enhance their financial strategy. This partnership could strengthen Ryanair's financial foundation and position them for continued success in the competitive airline industry. Both companies are committed to further exploring this collaboration to achieve optimal financial outcomes.
Blockmate Ventures subsidiary Hovelo partners with IoTeX. New blockchain integration. Blockmate Ventures Inc., in partnership with Hovelo, has announced a new strategic with IoTeX. Hovelo, a DPIN aggregation platform, will integrate the IoTeX blockchain to support new DPINs launched on IoTeX. IoTeX, a leading layer one blockchain in the DPIN space with a market cap of $380 million, will promote Hovelo to its global user base. Hovelo aims to create a vibrant DPIN ecosystem by offering a sustainable alternative for unused tech devices. Recently, Hovelo raised $2.5 million and is in the process of raising $4.5 million at a $30 million pre-money valuation. These funds will be used to build technology infrastructure and acquire customers. For more information, visit Proactive's YouTube channel.
Bit Digital expands HPCC contract to $275 million, CEO Sam Tabar explains. Bit Digital Inc. CEO Sam Tabar has expanded the company's high-performance computing contract to $275 million with an existing customer. initially deploying 2,048 GPUs in January, the client has now doubled the fleet's size, representing about $92 million per year for 3 years. Tabar highlighted the importance of this computational power for clients developing large language models and AI applications. Bit Digital utilizes NVIDIA H100 chips and collaborates with Dell and Supermicro for deployments in specialized data centers, including those in Iceland. Looking ahead, Tabar emphasized the company's growth in the HPC AI vertical, with a strong pipeline of clients showing interest. To manage the increasing demand, Bit Digital plans to hire ahead of revenue. For more information, visit Proactive's YouTube channel. Vivo's one step closer to transforming cancer treatment with FDA application to start human trials for pioneering injectable brachytherapy device. Vivo's, a maker of the Radiogel Precision Radionuclide Therapy, has submitted an application to the FDA to start human clinical trials for its pioneering injectable brachytherapy device. The therapy involves injecting a hydrogel with yttrium-90 phosphate microparticles directly into the tumor, offering a more localized and potent radiation treatment. This marks Vivos's first filing since receiving FDA Breakthrough Device designation, which accelerates the development of innovative technologies. The therapy's short half-life allows for safe delivery of higher radiation doses needed for non-resectable and radiation-resistant cancers. With improved communication with the FDA, Vivos is eager to secure IDE approval and begin human trials targeting solid metastatic tumors in lymph nodes associated with papillary thyroid cancer.
Seaweed Bath Co. announces acquisition of Andalou Naturals and Mineral Fusion. Seaweed Bath Co. has acquired Andalou Naturals and Mineral Fusion, two prominent brands in the natural beauty industry. The acquisition aims to combine resources and expertise to enhance product development and operational efficiencies. Natureza Growth Partners led the financing for the acquisition, with Colin Eccles joining the board of directors. Seaweed Bath Co.'s CEO, Tim Schaefer, expresses excitement for the new additions, emphasizing a focus on innovation and sustainability. KPMG Corporate Finance LLC and Pulcinelli provided financial and legal support for the transaction. Founded in 2010, Seaweed Bath Co. offers a range of skin and hair care products inspired by the benefits of seaweed. Andalou Naturals, known for fruit stem cell science, enhances natural radiance, while Mineral Fusion focuses on clean cosmetics that correct flaws. Both brands are available nationwide at various retailers. The benefits of cash-settled options. Options contracts can settle in two ways, physically or with cash. Cash settlement involves receiving the cash difference between the strike price and market value of the underlying asset. This method reduces risk exposure and increases liquidity, making it easier to enter and exit positions. CBOE Global Markets offers educational resources on options trading, including a guide on index options and cash settlement benefits. Cash-settled options provide a simpler way to trade derivatives without the need for physical delivery of assets. To learn more about these benefits, visit CBOE's Options Institute for valuable insights. RealBricks launch, open for a new era of real estate investing. RealBricks has officially launched, offering a user-friendly platform for fractional real estate investing. The platform includes a primary market for initial property offerings at $10 per share, with a minimum investment of $100. Once fully funded, properties move to the secondary market, where users can buy and sell shares freely. RealBricks also offers a mobile app for on-the-go investing, with features like automated notifications and secure transactions. Download the app from the App Store or Google Play Store to start investing in real estate today. RealBricks is committed to making real estate investment accessible and flexible for all investors. Battery Mineral Resources initiates new drilling program and announces encouraging drill results from its Punitaqui copper mine in Chile. Battery Mineral Resources Corp. announces encouraging drill core assay results from the new 2024 underground exploration and infill drill program at the Punitaqui mine complex in Chile. The company resumed mill operations and production of copper concentrates at Punitaqui on May 13, 2024. Exploration drilling has resumed with an underground campaign in the San Andres and Sinabrio mines. The 2024 San Andres drill program aims to confirm resources and expand them north and south along strike and at depth. Drill results have been added to the geology and resource models for mine design optimization. BMR CEO Martin Kustewicz is pleased with the new copper intercepts, indicating potential additional resources without extensive capital investment. The 2024 drill program focuses on upgrading existing resources and targeting new areas adjacent to inferred resources. Stay tuned for further updates on the 2024 Sanabrio San Andres drill program. Communication Services Select Sector SPDR Fund, XLC, adapts to the evolving digital economy. The Communication Services Select Sector SPDR Fund, XLC, is adapting to the evolving digital economy by focusing on the communications services sector. This ETF provides exposure to leading companies in telecommunications, media, and entertainment within the S&P 500 index. With a diverse portfolio and key holdings like Meta Platforms, Alphabet, AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, Electronic Arts, Netflix, T-Mobile US Inc., and Walt Disney, XLC reflects the dynamic landscape of the sector. As the digital economy continues to evolve, XLC aims to stay relevant by aligning its portfolio with the changing demands and opportunities in communication services. Please note that this information is for research purposes only and not financial advice.
Lock It Up by Moni now accepting appointments at the Salon and Spa Galleria sublet in Arlington, Texas. Lock It Up by Moni, owned by Latress Ward, is now open at the Salon and Spa Galleria sublet in Arlington, Texas. With almost 10 years of experience, Ward provides top-quality service to her clients, specializing in locks, dreads, braids, weaves, and more. She prides herself on creating a warm and welcoming atmosphere for her customers, taking the time to listen to their needs and values. Appointments are available Monday through Saturday, with walk-ins possible based on availability. To book a session, visit the Lock It Up by Moni booking site or contact Ward directly at 602-492-6702. The salon is conveniently located near major highways with plenty of free parking and handicap accessibility. Learn more about Lock It Up by Moni on Ward's Instagram and Facebook pages. July move-in specials for salon suite rentals. Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown, Texas is offering red-hot July move-in specials for salon suite rentals. Rent a standard suite and get up to 12 weeks at $199 per week. Plus, refer a friend and receive a $250 referral fee if they sign a lease this month. Hill Country stands out for its included amenities like free utilities, Wi-Fi, web page, and laundry facilities, saving clients hundreds each month. Owners Richard Spradley and Melanie Sharton provide business management tips and support to new owners who keep 100% of their profits. With no franchise fees, clients have full control over their businesses. For more information, call 512-380-2500 or visit 5361 Williams Drive in Georgetown.
Morelli Law Firm announces new partners. Morelli Law Firm proudly announces the promotions of Perry S. Falick, Sarah A. Mahoney, and Michael S. Schlesinger to partner, effective July 1, 2024. These attorneys have shown dedication to clients in the firm, proving themselves as invaluable assets. Additionally, Alexander R. Morelli and David T. Sorotkin have been elevated to managing partner. Founding partner Benedict P. Morelli expresses excitement for the future, stating that these promotions are well-deserved. The team's work has resulted in the recovery of hundreds of millions of dollars for clients, showcasing their commitment to success. Morelli Law Firm, established in 1998, is known for its willingness to go to trial and has secured over $1 billion for clients in need of support after accidents. Corporate Whistleblower Center urges a nursing home healthcare manager to call about big whistleblower rewards. If their employer received a COVID PPP loan and no money went to payroll, staff. The Corporate Whistleblower Center is urging nursing home and healthcare managers to report if their employer received a Paycheck Protection Program loan in 2020 or 2021, but did not use at least 60% of the funds for payroll expenses. The center is offering significant whistleblower rewards for information on healthcare companies that misused PPP funds for non-payroll expenses. If your employer received a PPP loan and did not use the funds as intended, call 866-714-6466. The rewards for providing this information could be hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. All calls are confidential. The center's initiative is national and targets healthcare companies across the U.S., including nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and healthcare companies. If you have evidence of PPP loan fraud, call 866-714-6466. Bank loan officers who are instructed to overlook due diligence on PPP loans are also encouraged to come forward for potential rewards exceeding $1 million. Again, all calls are strictly confidential. 3Num, inventor of the Web3 mobile number, launches new secure second phone app Alpha, Speak.3Z. 3Num, the pioneer behind the revolutionary Web3 mobile number, has launched the alpha version of its new product, the Speak.3Z app. Powered by the 3Num protocol, Speak.3Z allows users to communicate with both on-chain addresses and traditional phone numbers, enhancing security against SIM swaps. Key features of the alpha version include two-way messaging and enhanced security. Upcoming enhancements will include voice communication capabilities and the unique feature of using an ENS name as your outbound caller ID. Join the waitlist today to be a part of the future of Web3 communication with 3Num's Speak.3Z.
Entropeer, revolutionizing enterprise innovation with AI-powered insights. Entropeer is revolutionizing enterprise innovation with AI-powered insights. The platform offers a comprehensive suite of features, including market research, trend prediction, competitor intelligence, use case discovery, and startup scouting. By providing verified results from past projects, Entropeer enables evidence-based decision-making, minimizing investment risk, and accelerating growth for enterprises. C-suite executives and innovation managers are encouraged to create a free account with Entropeer to find the right startup partners and propel their innovation initiatives forward. Join Entropeer today to kick off your next proof of concept in minutes and stay ahead in the dynamic landscape of corporate innovation.
Top motivational speaker and best-selling author Rocky Romanella on how to become a world-class organization. Top motivational speaker and best-selling author Rocky Romanella recently shared a detailed guide on becoming a world-class organization. He emphasized the importance of disciplined people, such as maintaining professionalism, continuous learning, and self-development. Disciplined thought involves collaborative team building, integrity, forward-looking vision, detailed succession planning, and being constructively dissatisfied. Disciplined action includes balanced leadership, consistent communication, fair compensation, promoting from within, engineering solutions, and celebrating success. Romanella offers resources like Forbes Contributions, the Leadership Library podcast, and his book, Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership to Help Leaders Improve Effectiveness and Results. For more information, visit his website at 360managementservices.com.
Precise awarded $99 million BPA to support the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. Precise Software Solutions, Inc. has been awarded a $99 million blanket purchase agreement to support the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. The award includes a full range of technical and management services to enhance existing systems managed by CFSAN and other mission partners. Precise's team's exceptional performance over the past 7 years supporting the FDA and CFSAN led to this recompete win. The work will cover technical architecture, systems integration and engineering, development, modernization and enhancements, and operations and maintenance. Precise, an SBA 8A program participant, is known for delivering quality services and solutions to government organizations. The company specializes in strategic consulting, system modernization, digital transformation, infrastructure and cloud implementation, artificial intelligence, and data management and analytics. Kyle Law Firm joins forces with Mushkatel, Robbins, and Becker. Mushkatel, Robbins, and Becker and Kyle Law Firm have joined forces to create Mushkatel, Gabbato, and Kyle PLLC, effective July 1, 2024. This collaboration will enhance legal services in personal injury, estate litigation, probate and trust administration, estate planning, real estate and family law across Arizona. The merger combines the firm's expertise to provide exceptional legal services to clients in the Valley of the Sun. Zachary Mushkatel and Emily Kyle, partners in the new firm, emphasize the importance of their shared commitment to client needs and quality legal practice. The alliance expands market presence with offices in Sun City, Scottsdale, and Surprise, catering to the evolving legal needs of communities on both sides of the valley.
South Fork Instruments launches ChemTrack DCP-007 for precise color measurement. South Fork Instruments, a leader in precise measurement solutions, has launched the ChemTrack DCP-007, an industrial fiber optic colorimeter designed to enhance color measurement accuracy in various industrial applications. The DCP-007 utilizes dual wavelength technology to compensate for factors like turbidity, providing reliable color assessments critical for product quality and regulatory compliance. With features like dual wavelength precision, a robust design, extended measurement range, and configurable options, the DCP-007 offers a cost-effective solution for ongoing color monitoring. John Daly, technical director at South Fork Instruments, highlights the instrument's ability to meet the evolving needs of modern industries and deliver consistent, accurate measurements for quality control and environmental compliance. For more information on the ChemTrack DCP-07, contact South Fork Instruments or visit their website. Construction begins on Comcast's high-speed internet expansion on Key Peninsula. Construction has begun on Comcast's high-speed internet expansion on the Key Peninsula in partnership with Pierce County. Comcast is constructing the infrastructure to bring its fiber-rich Xfinity network to hundreds of homes and businesses, offering multi-gig broadband speeds. Some residents will have access as early as later this year, with construction continuing until 2025. Residents can find information about the network construction on the Key Peninsula online. The project, funded by a public-private partnership, aims to expand broadband infrastructure to underserved areas. Comcast is committed to connecting more residents to the opportunities broadband offers.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce unveils expanded Small Business Awards Program. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has launched an expanded Small Business Awards Program to recognize innovative and resilient small businesses driving growth and ingenuity in their communities. Small businesses can apply for the CO 100, an exclusive list of the 100 best small and mid-sized businesses in America. This program aims to provide essential recognition and resources to help entrepreneurs thrive in the current economic landscape. The CO 100 honors businesses excelling in categories like growth accelerators, community champions, and digital innovators. Jeanette Mulvey, Vice President and Editor-in-Chief of CO, discussed the program's support for small businesses, qualities of successful businesses, and benefits of being recognized on the CO 100 list. WagerWire launches buying and selling of fantasy entries in app. WagerWire, a sports gaming marketplace technology company, has announced the launch of buying and selling in their app, available on iOS and Google Play stores. This allows fantasy players to legally buy and sell daily fantasy pick'em entries with ease. Users can now trade real-time fantasy sports entries on the app, with more fantasy operators to be added soon. WagerWire's integration with real-time fantasy in January 2024 enables users to sell their pick'em lineups in real-time, even during games. During the NFL playoffs, 12% of all DFS pick'em lineups were sold on the secondary market. WagerWire co-founder and CEO Zach Doctor stated, "This launch brings more ownership and control over entries, allowing users to cash in on lineups, even if they lose." The app also offers marketplace tools for sports betting and fantasy, including stat tracking, account syncing, and social features. WagerWire has been recognized with nominations for Rising Star of the Year and Affiliate of the Year at SBC North America, as well as other awards. The company, backed by high-profile investors, aims to empower fantasy players and bettors to treat their lineups and bets as assets that can be bought and sold at any time. Stack Identity announces expansion of its identity-first platform to address non-human identity governance. Stack Identity, a leader in identity security, has expanded its platform to include non-human identities. addressing the needs of modern enterprises in managing digital identities. The platform correlates attacker actions across various systems to expose suspicious behavior. The rise of the AI era has created challenges in governing non-human identities, which the platform addresses by integrating human and non-human identities. Key features include comprehensive identity governance, continuous access reviews, threat detection, and dynamic credential management. Stack Identity has seen a 500% increase in its customer base and is now deployed across major enterprises in various sectors. Novidia acquires automated document generation leader DocuMotion. Novidia, a leading insurtech provider, has announced the strategic acquisition of DocuMotion, an automated document generation technology provider. This move is part of Novidia's efforts to become an industry leader in the insurtech space. The acquisition will bring new capabilities to Novidia's platform, including automated forms processing, design, management, and e-signatures. Novidia CEO Roy Agababa highlighted the technological synergies between the two companies and the value this acquisition will bring to customers. The transaction is set to close within the week, accelerating product innovation and enhancing the customer experience. This acquisition reflects Novidia's commitment to driving digital transformation in the insurance industry.
AmeriLife expands wealth distribution portfolio with acquisition of Works Group. AmeriLife Group, LLC, has announced a strategic partnership with Works Group, LLC, enhancing retirement and life insurance guidance for federal employees. Works Group, known for prioritizing relationships over sales, serves federal employees from various agencies. With over 60 years of expertise, Works Group will now be part of AmeriLife Wealth Group, gaining access to resources to increase productivity. AmeriLife's Chief Distribution Officer of Wealth Distribution, Mike Vietri, praised Works Group's dedication and expertise, highlighting their success in ensuring retirement comfort for federal employee clients. This partnership aims to continue building on Works Group's strengths and success within the AmeriLife portfolio.
Inflation slows small cap rally, but SMCP ETF offers strategic entry point. Inflation has slowed the small cap rally, but the AlphaMark actively managed small cap ETF, SMCP, offers speculators a strategic entry point. SMCP allows investors to spread their risk across multiple small companies with potential upside. The ETF is currently trading within a horizontal consolidation pattern, presenting an intriguing opportunity. Small cap stocks typically carry higher risk, but SMCP, actively managed by professionals, aims to navigate market conditions effectively. Recent data suggests a cooling labor market, which could prompt a dovish shift in monetary policy, potentially benefiting small-cap entities like SMCP. The top holdings of the fund include Abercrombie & Fitch Co., Fabrinet, and Neogen Corporation. With a choppy history, the SMCP ETF has returned 20% since its debut in 2015. Currently trading at $30.60, the fund's chart shows a sideways trend channel, possibly indicating an entry point for investors. The future of air mobility, Horizon Aircraft's Cavorite X7, leading the charge in eVTOL innovation. The future of air mobility is rapidly approaching, with Horizon Aircraft's Cavorite X7 leading the charge in eVTOL innovation. Global investors anticipate the first commercial eVTOL flights by 2026, with the U.S. FAA expecting operations to start by late 2024 or early 2025. The UK plans to launch eVTOL aircraft by 2026 and fully autonomous versions by 2030. The advanced mobility market was valued at $9.3 billion in 2023 and is projected to reach $51 billion by 2033. Horizon Aircraft stands out with its hybrid electric propulsion system, offering a maximum range of 500 miles, a useful load of 1,500 pounds, and a top speed of 250 miles per hour. With a recent deal with JetSet Go for 50 Cavorite X7 aircraft, Horizon Aircraft is poised to capitalize on the growing demand for innovative air travel solutions.
AITX expands market reach with 20% growth in channel partners. The global security robots market, valued at $27.32 billion in 2021, is projected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 17.65%. Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions, Inc., OTTX, recently achieved significant milestones in revenue and expanded its distribution network. The demand for security robots is increasing due to geopolitical instabilities and government investments in security technologies. AITX's unaudited operating revenue for Q1 FY2025 stood at $198,975, marking a 385% year-over-year growth. AITX also announced a 20% expansion of its distribution channel partners, now totaling 83 partners in the US, Canada, and the EU. The company remains committed to scaling operations and introducing new products to meet market demands. Pacific Marine Expo, the West Coast's largest commercial marine trade show, returns to Seattle's Lumen Field Event Center from Wednesday, November 20th through Friday, November 22nd. Pacific Marine Expo, the West Coast's largest commercial marine trade show, is set to return to Seattle's Lumen Field Event Center from Wednesday, November 20th through Friday, November 22nd. This year's expo will feature new Workboat West programming and a partnership with Washington Maritime Blue, promising to be the most engaging event yet for the maritime industry. The show floor will open on Wednesday, November 20th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday, November 21st from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. With more than 5,000 industry leaders in attendance last year, this year's expo will offer a free education program covering topics such as marine safety, business management, and technical advancements. The expo will also introduce Workboat West, focusing on shipyards, vessel owner operators, and commercial marine stakeholders. A Maritime Blue Pavilion will showcase the latest technologies and services, highlighting innovations shaping the future of the industry. Registration opens on July 23rd. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with industry professionals and explore the latest products and services at the Pacific Marine Expo.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.